check, radio check. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo, North Carolina for a radio check.
We are making the machine very effectively, KA2TXJ.
Yeah, I was I'm digging out my 2-meter radios. I've our club's sponsoring we're running communications for a bike marathon coming up in a couple of weeks, and I like to take a couple of radios. You know, I'm gonna be running in a SAC vehicle and chasing these guys down. And up in here you gotta have more than a 5-watt radio, so I get me a good one. And then I got me a backup one, and I found this one. I thought, well, I better give it a test run and see if it's working at all. So, seems to be, according to your word right there.
In the machine, where's the bike run at?
It runs around through Brevard. And let's see what all. I got a map on that thing today. It's a pretty long run. Starts in Brevard. Runs, I think it goes on out into Mills River. It can be, if you run, depending on which one you run, it can be a century, it can be 100 miles. I have to look at my map to see if it's changed any from last year, but yeah, Brevard is the starting point, and it's got different heats you can run, depends on your ability level and all of that.
Is you on this machine, or you have a more local machine over there?
No, we use our repeater up on Bearwalla, the 6-4 repeater. And I tried to get a radio check on them a few minutes ago, and we're not probably as active as you guys are, and so I didn't hear anybody come back. I still will have to confirm that I got my PL tone and it's working with our repeater, but we're going to use a 6-4 repeater up on Bearwalla in Henderson County.
Custom, you guys do that every year?
We have several, throughout the year, several community service events that our club sponsors. So not sponsors, ain't the right word, keep saying sponsors, but they ask us to participate for communication purposes. We have SAG vehicles. I think we're going to have 4 this year where us operators will be taking our rigs portable. And we got an APRS where they can track us on their computers. And then our purpose is, of course, to track down anybody that's broke down or injured. Got a bike rack on the back of our car, and we'll pick them up and haul them back into somewhere. And then scattered throughout the whole route, I think there's going to be 5 this year. There's going to be 5 stations set up along the way for refreshments and also as a place to come and drop off if we needed to drop somebody off for help or whatever. So, it's a pretty big event. We do it every year. We've done it for years and years. They ask us to do that.
But back in Jersey, where I come from originally, I did those kinds of things with emergency management a good bit. And it was always fun. A lot of times, in the early days, we did it with a lot of hams. Later days, there weren't so many hams, but it's an excellent resource. But thanks for the information. Appreciate it. KA2TXJ.
Yeah, KA2TX, I believe it is. I'll get it in my head in a second. I don't hear you on the net very much. I check in on your net down here, on down there every night. I'm not sure I've heard your call sign before, but maybe I have. And but anyway, yeah, I'm glad you came back to me. Like I say, I just found this in a box in there a minute ago, and I always felt like I had another 2-meter radio somewhere, like every ham operator's got like 6 more than they have to have. But I thought, well, that if it works, it's a good size. I think it's just a 50-watt. I'd like to run my 75, but and I probably will as my main radio, but at least I'll have this as a 50-watt backup. Getting around these mountains, you about have to have it. But yeah, you know, not to take you away from your club or anything, but anytime you get interested in something like that and you ever hear about it, we'd love to have you come up. We're not asking you to join our club or nothing unless you just want to, but we're just saying if you want to be a part of something like this, we'd welcome you with open arms, ride around in a car or stand to take over a be at a station there and a rest stop and whatever. If you ever want to participate, just let us know.
I would be interested in that, actually. What's the frequency of your repeater? I'll see if I can hit it from my house.
640. We're just up a little bit from you guys right here.
I'm not on the net every night. I do check in periodically, but I listen to it more than I check into it, but well, thanks for the information. I appreciate that, and I'm going to check it out and try to keep up to date on what's going on with your club, because I do enjoy participating in those kinds of things.
Well, you're more than welcome. Our club name is not so much different from yours. It's almost exactly the same. We're the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club, and you guys are the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. That's the only difference. And we do have a Facebook page. That same way, you can look us up in groups, like I say, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club, BRARC. Yep. And our frequency is 146640 with a negative offset. And so our repeater's up on Bearwalla. So I would think if you're hitting this one, most everybody down in your area is able to hit Bearwalla too. So we have our nets on Sunday night, one night a week. We're all, you got yours on every night. But we're at 8 o'clock every Sunday night. So it's not alphabetical order or anything. It's just get in when you can find space. And just check in, stay, check in and leave, whichever.
Thanks for the information, and I'll check it out. KA2TX, Shane.
K2E, yeah, KA2TX. Something very close to that. This is KK4JFO. Hey, thanks again for coming back. That helps me with my radio right here.